Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm in love with a man who loves his dog. In a manner of speaking, Warren Eckstein loves his dogs. I've loved my dog. I came to a conclusion, actually, Warren, that I will share with you in a moment about me having another dog. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard all around the country every weekend. You can hear him here every day with his anecdotal information about how to be better at a job that is important to most of us, being a pet parent. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Warren Eckstein, the pet person, is here. So, Cecil LaLine, you've been posting various things. We've posted them in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com about the airlines banning game trophies. This is something that's not only national but international now. So what other fallout is there from this? I was talking about where we are on the totem pole of humanity, Warren, but you probably have a unique take on this.
Well, you know, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and it's something they need to survive. But just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is? The King of the Rock?
Sure, yeah.
Big hunter. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago, and we were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer in upstate New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous. And I think there should be a laws against it. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe a British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American. And United, Air Canada,
Warren,
on that list.
Yep. Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there and they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world to kill a beautiful
ego
animal?
So,
that $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather
That's
than
right.
kill a lion.
That's right.
All right. The focus on dogs and what they eat and what you pay for food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not only food, but it's more expensive to own a dog now than ever. Maybe it's because our friends, the dogs, are being considered more like members of the family. And when it comes to things like dining and staying in a hotel and that sort of thing, we'll pay more. I know I did when I was traveling with Charlotte. I'd pay more to have her, if I had to acknowledge that she was in the room with me, I'd pay as much as $150.
You know, I just posted on my Facebook this morning and why we have that relationship. You know, when I come home from a day's work, the first thing my dog does is do the happy dance when I walk in the house.
Yeah.
So in other words, and the reason for that is the oxytocin levels of both the dog and the person are elevated when they greet each other.
Oh.
And that licking the dog, if you go back to wolves in the wild, wolves would lick each other for, you know, when they greet each other. So when I come home, my dog is licking me and people saying, no, no, no. And I'm just saying, thank you. I'm so glad that someone's glad to see me walk in the house.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is that relationship, I don't think it's going to hinder people from spending the money they need to spend to help their pets. I think it's going to be more difficult, but there are organizations out there that can help people that have difficulties.
And that's really the reason I've decided in my own life I probably will not ever have another dog, because the special feeling that I had for Charlotte, which brought me around to doing a lot of these things we're talking about, I can't imagine having it with another dog. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.